I should like to ask you, Keith, what do you envision as the goals of the free speech movement?
Yes,
what is it that you boys are trying to achieve on campus?
I think that's an extremely important question, and one about which there has been a great deal of confusion in the community. I would say that the goals of FFSM, of the free speech movement, sort of revolve around two main points. It should be pretty clear from what Mike said that fundamentally the goal is to gain the right of free speech and free political activity. But it's not as simple as that, and we're not asking for a blank check. All we are asking for, and what the FSM has wanted from the beginning, is that students should have the same rights as members of the community at large. In other words, students should have the same rights of free speech and political activity that citizens have off the campus. We want on the campus what citizens have off the campus. Now, what is that exactly that we want? We want the rights guaranteed by the First and 14th Amendments of the U.S. Constitution. Those rights include the right of citizens to set up things like tables, to collect money, to sign up membership, and the right to advocacy, the right to free speech. Now, these rights do not give the individual a blank check to do whatever he wants, and this has been the problem. Some people have said that our goals are such that what the FSM is really asking for is the right to do anything it wants, the right to use the university as a privileged sanctuary from which to mount attacks on the outside community. Well, this is not true. What we are asking for is to have the rights which the society at large allows for citizens in the community. Now, we feel as college students we can certainly exercise these rights as responsibly as the community at large.
Certainly we agree with these rights, Keith, but I would like to ask the question right here.